WA Mobile.
Steve, 7-0 TR Mobile.
Bo, I've been looking at this AccuWeather stuff. It's not Monday, it's Sunday. Sunday morning, it's supposed to be 17.
You know, it's going to get cold. Well, I remember 22 one morning at our place this year already. This is 7-0 TR.
Low 32, with any kind of moisture in the air, all feels pretty much the same. You just freeze faster.
Us older guys, I would concur with your findings.
We ought to be hearing N4MMW. No, or is it W4MD? No, it's N4MMW in there in just a minute. He ought to be on his way over to the lunch.
Little scratchy N4MMW, N0TR. Go ahead if you're there, Jim. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't hear him in there. I think that was me, but anyhow, yeah, we ought to hear him in there in a few minutes. He ought to be on his way. And, KB4CB, KB4, you know, Dave. Doggone it, what's his suffix?
Charlie Bravo Alpha.
That's right. KB4CBA. Yeah, he's not going to make it over there today because, well, he's getting some stuff done on his house and he's babysitting the grandson at the same time.
Well, I would think that might have a little precedence over eating lunch with you guys.
Now, we're pretty special too now.
This is a democracy, you know. I don't know if we got enough here for a quorum or not. I was going to say we could vote on that.
Hi, Bernice.
She's here. We started over to Sam's Club to be there when it opened this morning, and there was a terrible wreck on 29, I guess you call it, going towards Spartanburg anyway. I call it Wade Hampton. Down where those industries are in Welford. By that sports place, was that what it was at? Okay, by that sports complex, I'd say there must have been some fatalities in that. They had it blocked for over an hour, so we just come home. We'll go tomorrow morning.
Hear about that kind of stuff. Yeah. But anyhow, well, I think I'm going to try to rig up that heat lamp for out there. And, keep them chickens a little bit warm.
For a few days, and that's probably all we'll have it. But, Steve, I would maybe if you're pointing it straight down at a wood or something like that, I think that I would place a thermometer there or stick your hand there for a while and just make certain. Yeah, it's common sense, you know. And see that you're not going to have anything burnt.
For a door on their coop, or do you just leave it open?
There's two hinge doors on our hen house, and I took a couple of bricks and shut them part the way so the wind can't blow the bricks to modify the opening and give them about a 6-inch to 8-inch opening to cut down on the wind. That way they can go in the hen house and go in the corner and get out of that wind, or they can jump up on the roost.
I think you hit on something there when you said wind. I think if I cut the wind down a good bit, I think that would help out a lot right there.
Steve, we got to park here and make a stop, and I'll catch you down the line there a little later. This is 7-0 TR.
Tweaking the brain and making me think a little bit, Tom. 73, so I'll talk to you later on also. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
KN4, DJC.
C, KN4, VWA. Is that you, Jerry?
How are you doing today?
Cold.
Supposed to warm upstairs right now, but won't be for too long. I gotta get out and get around and do a few things at the post office, that sort of stuff, maybe about lunchtime or after. Where are you headed this morning?
Well, I got to go down and take care of a couple of forms with some folks at my building. It's year in and everybody's wanting W-9 forms for their rent, and I got to do that stuff. And then I got to go over and meet some boys for lunch that I went to high school with.
Part of that sounds like fun, part of it sounds like it's not so much fun.
The part that don't sound like so much fun is just time consuming. It ain't nothing to it. So I go down there, finish out the W-2 forms, get them happy, and then move on.
To handle your stuff like that. Whoever should handle most of that for you.
The bookkeeping on my rental building is so basic that, you know, I just take the monthly checking statements down there to her, and she does them. And, you know, if somebody wants a W-9, I'll fill out a W-9 and sign it and take it over to them. You know, it's real basic. My accountant doesn't cost charge me but about $300 every year to do the year-end on it and help me with dispersals and all that. So, hey, it's easy.
I've done mine for years, but I did let a CPA handle mine for my mother's estate, but really wasn't necessary. I could have done it myself. And when my father-in-law passed away, that was everything piled up with that. The CPA firm actually missed a couple of things I had to call them out for, because I've been doing other people, you know, my parents' taxes, helping out other people there over the years. They had questions. I guess I learned a lot through trial and error. Never got penalized or anything like that, but sometimes you just have to dig into it and just roll your sleeves up and get to it. But most of the TurboTax and some other stuff, that happens most everybody nowadays. It didn't require a lot.
It's always good to know that stuff, but I tell you what, on the final filings and stuff like that, I like to have that CPA just do it for me. That way, if there's any questions, I just tell them, IRS, go talk to her. You know, she keeps it all straight. It's pretty easy, so no worries on that. And for $300, get it all done and taken care of. No, I gladly point and pay.
Probably have a business too. That makes a big, that's a big difference. It's always good to have a second set of eyes on it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what's nice? I found out through my accountant that when I was ready to retire and start my Social Security, that rental income is passive income. It's not like where you go out and have a job that counts off against your Social Security. I can get all the rent I want to, and it doesn't count against my Social Security. It's passive income. So, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Thanks about that. When you pass that tax basket back in 2017, that maintains that passive income for businesses as well. That makes a huge difference in taxes. A lot of people, they feel that there's going to be a lot of people, you know, throwing up the arms with it, because that was a big deal for small business owners and you know, sole proprietorships and S corporations maybe. But that passive income is a big deal. The only thing that really matters is, the only time anything like that matters is when somebody is still, you know, getting some type of income and his own, you know, maybe not at a higher income level and his own that Obamacare stuff, ACA, then it becomes part of your AGI and may put you in another bracket where you have to pay, you know, the full amount rather than get some of the premium adjustments for the health care.
Yep. Well, so what are you going to do? You going to go out to the post office and a few other little errands?
My wife's making a few masks for grandson, and she made some for granddaughter. We're going to get those in the mail. And then I got a radio I sold. I'm going to get it in the mail after lunch today, too.
It's just a never-ending rolling line of stuff.
That never-ending roll of stuff where I get my vaccine, I'd be a lot happier.
About that cartoon that's out right now about Biden and the vaccine?
That meme yet.
It's a cartoon with Biden announcing that they've ordered 200 million more doses of COVID vaccine, which means that 300 more Americans will get vaccinated.
Cartoon, that sounds like something to the news.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits.
0TR. Well, he actually said that on TV, Steve, but he corrected himself, so I'll have to give him that one. He said 300 two different times, and then I think he must have had an earpiece, and somebody said 300 million. Well, we just stopped at Prisma Health and tried to get our shot early. Apparently, our daughter had already been there, and they were out of vaccine for the next hour or two, 45 minutes to an hour. And even at that, they will not take you as an early check-in. However, they did give us a phone number we could call to see if we get an earlier appointment, but I doubt it. And, oh boy, I guess that's utility work. I thought that was another accident. This is NZLTR Mobile. Go ahead, Jerry.
And 4IQ Mobile.
Hey, you guys, before you go talking, saying much of anything else, any of you that are coming along Highway 80 coming up to Wade Hampton Boulevard, there's the 7-Eleven station there on the right. As you get to the light at Wade Hampton, and the Greer cops are all out there in force with their little radar.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was just letting the ID finish. Well, good morning. That's all I wanted to say is good morning. And I'll probably have to say goodbye because I'm about 5 minutes from the house. But, let's see. I heard you talking about the shot. I got mine last week. I've got about 2 weeks now before I get the second. But, anyway... just went to doctors and then coming back home. But so hope everything's going good with you guys. Over.
Go to Kmart down there and wait in line.
It took me 5 minutes from the time I walked. I didn't go there. I went down to AnMed in Anderson. That was really well run. You just walk in. It was production line. It was really nice.
Yeah, go out of our county and get them. That's wonderful, Bill. I'm glad to hear it. Now go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, you can go anywhere in the state.
Wow, I didn't know that. Because I'm going to tell you something. With the efficiency of Greenville County, we won't go there. We'll be waiting a while.
Doctor can get an appointment. Very first day, and AnMed was the only one that had anything open for registration. I did it like at 6 o'clock in the morning. I knew it was going to open it up, and I've been watching the map. So I just went online, used my chart, scheduled myself, and it's that easy. I mean, I did that for Elena myself. So you can go anywhere, and actually. Somebody came across state from North Carolina into South Carolina. South Carolina would not turn them down as long as they were scheduled. Anyway, I'm going to say 73, so I'm going to get in here. I just wanted to say hello. Just wanted to make sure everything's going okay. N4IQ.
Hey, I know how you can get a shot faster than anybody. Just go to Guantanamo.
mine before I go to Guantanamo, Steve. Go ahead, Tom.
Saw that picture of our esteemed terrorists on the front page of the paper. You know what? What do we got in control up there now in the White House? You can expect anything, guys.
Well, hey, you know, even our guy here in our state, good old Lindsey. Guess what Lindsey's up to?
Good deal, but I don't want to get too far into politics here. It's a bad thing.
Well, I'll just give it to you real quick. He has teamed up with Dick Durbin, and they're writing a bill to give citizenship to the Dreamers.
I don't see that as bad when those people are productive and they got jobs and have got their education in that. But I don't believe in illegal immigration either. But they need to make a pathway to it somehow. And I don't know the answer, Steve. I suppose it be on which end of that receiving line you were on. Go ahead, Jerry.
They don't call it amnesty for nothing, you know.
Does South Carolina have a recall provision?
Oh, Steve, I don't get into that stuff that much.
Steve, I've never heard of it.
Well, that's a shame. Well, in the meantime, we're going to freeze our honeys off Sunday morning.
Little guy, how many lanes he's going to change into here? Phew, he scared me. You know how it is when they merge out real quick, like out of the Quick Trips and it's such. Yeah, it's supposed to be colder than a well digger's patootie. And not much we can do about it. Mother Nature kind of has the steering wheel on that.
Hey, Tom, just watch out for those that try to take their half in the middle.
Out of character, it's in front of me. I actually give a turn signal, and I let him merge in front of me. I blinked my high beams at him a couple of times, and he finally caught on. That's out of character for South Carolina drivers.
The problem with South Carolina drivers right now is we get a lot of people moving in here from the north and out west and from places like Atlanta. And they're used to the real heavy traffic and the root hog and die, that kind of thing, cut you off and go. And then you got the folks that are from this area that are just easy going and, you know, they're not running at warp speed. And the mix of the two doesn't work real well. So that therein lies, I think, a major part of the problem.
This was some years back. He says, ask him about using the turn signal. He said, why do that? He said, oh, keep them guessing.
I didn't quite catch that, Jerry, but, yeah, I don't understand it, but we have one of the worst driving records in the United States, and I think it's probably the schooling that they get before they're allowed to have that license would be my thoughts, and they should have some experience on the road.
Agree with that, but you know what can you say? Good government doesn't go with common sense.
Yeah, I don't even know if they even do driver's ed anymore or not.
Well, they passed a law here in this state where you have to have so many hours of driver training before you can get your license. It doesn't matter if it comes from the school or from a private independent source or whatever, you still have to have those hours and a certificate.
Real good about that. And boy, Bill got lucky there, signing in early and going down to Anderson for that shot. I never thought about doing that, and I didn't even know you could go out of county and do it. But that's the way he got it, and it seemed to work out fine for him. I wish we had ours. So we'll call that number in a little while. In the meantime, we're on the way down to Amy's house right now.
out there, Tom. I'll talk to you a little later. Jerry, try to behave yourself, buddy. Don't run over anybody while you're out and about. I'll talk to y'all later. Carry on. KN4VWA, clear.
Have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you later, maybe. Tom, I got to jump out here. I got to go back downstairs and do a few more things before we head out. You have a good afternoon. Hope everything goes well and you get your vaccinations in a hurry.
We're scheduled for February, 25th, and I'm scheduled for March 10th, so that's as close to people as I've been right there, and we all had masks on, and there wasn't very many people in that line that we was in. The one just come out of there and said they're out of vaccine, so I don't think we got exposed to anything, and we're keeping a low profile. Hope you guys get yours too, Jerry. 73, this is N0TR, clear.